Well, the basic postmodernist claim is that the world is something like a battleground of competing power interests, basically defined by, well, by race and ethnicity. It's identity politics, I suppose, is the shorthand version of it, and that there's no real right or wrong. There's just competing power interests. There's a very large number of ways of interpreting the world, and that people tend to interpret it in keeping with their power aims. So that's postmodernism in a two-sentence summary. Mm-hmm. Neo-Marxism is the idea that it's the transformation of the old Marxist idea of the working class against the working class, or against the ruling class, let's say, against the wealthy class. It's transformed again into something resembling identity politics, where it's oppressor versus oppressed, but the categories are more like ethnicity and race and gender. And so the combination of the two puts us in a landscape where we're all increasingly identified by our group membership, and the world is seen as a battleground between oppressed groups and oppressor groups. And it's a very, very toxic ideology, and it's destroying the universities. And the universities are in turn, as they just pointed out in the Boston Globe this week, pumping their brand of vitriolic poison out into the broader world. Mm-hmm. And so I've been objecting to that because I think it's a very bad idea, this descent back into tribalism.